Today, President Bush and Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf met in the Oval Office. They discussed their joint efforts to fight al-Qaeda and disrupt the Taliban, as well as the search for Osama bin Laden. The White House calls Pakistan an important partner in the fight against terrorism, but the alliance has not always been an easy one. Just today, there is a new report that the Bush administration threatened military action against Pakistan if Musharraf didn't help the U.S. fight terrorism after 9/11. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Speaking to reporters following their meeting, Presidents Bush and Musharraf highlighted how closely they've worked together to thwart terrorist plans over the past 5 years, including this past summer's alleged plot to down U.S.-bound airliners. It's an alliance based on trust, each stressed. But indications that this relationship is not always comfortable were also on display. In an interview with the CBS program 60 Minutes, set to air this Sunday, Musharraf claims that after the 9/11 attacks, then-Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage offered a stark choice: cooperate with the U.S. or face dire consequences. This is from that interview, which was partly designed to promote Musharraf's new memoir.
The director of intelligence told me that he said, be prepared to be bombed, be prepared to go back to the Stone Age.
In a news conference today, both presidents were asked about that statement. President Bush.
You know, the first I heard of this is when I read it in the newspaper today. I guess I was taken aback by the harshness of the words.
Mr. Bush went on to say that Pakistan was among the first nations to offer support after 9/11. When it was Musharraf's turn to comment, he declined, offering an unusual reason.
I would like to... I'm launching my book on the 25th, and I'm honor-bound to Simon & Schuster not to comment on the book before that date.
In other words, buy the book, is what he's saying.
It was a humorous moment, but it also allowed Musharraf to avoid repeating the claim in the presence of Mr. Bush and the cameras. The White House only allowed 2 questions each from the U.S. and Pakistani press, so there was little chance for follow-up. Another serious subject that came up was a recent peace treaty Musharraf has signed with powerful tribal leaders in the region along the Afghanistan border. Critics say it's a retreat by Pakistani forces, thus empowering al-Qaeda and Taliban militants. Today, Musharraf defended the agreement, asserting that it is not a concession to terrorists.
This treaty is not to deal with the Taliban. It is actually to fight the Taliban. The misperceptions in the media, I did clarify to the president.
President Bush said he accepted that explanation.
When the president looks him in the eye and says the tribal deal is intended to reject the Talibanization of the people and that there won't be a Taliban and it won't be al-Qaeda, I believe him. You know?
The two leaders also downplayed a disagreement over whether the U.S. would need permission from Musharraf to strike if it had intelligence on Osama bin Laden's whereabouts in Pakistan. Each said it's wrong to focus on tactics when they both share the same goal. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.